Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic with you, and my friends from TRS, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, are in studio with me today. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got Matt Schultz, the owner, and Jeff Winerski, the service manager, and we're here for you on getting your AC ready for the upcoming season, as well as getting your generator tuned up. And we're going to also talk about duct sealing. A certain percentage of energy is wasted through ductwork. We were talking about the problem I'm having with my air handler in the attic for my air conditioner. This is not an uncommon problem for people to lose energy through leaky ductwork.
Absolutely, especially if you have ductwork in your attic. There's a way for hot air or cold air to escape through the attic. And then, like you said, the problem you have having ice damming.
Right.
You have that hot air coming from your house into your attic, creating ice damming, which is going to create icicles in the back of your house.
I guess it's safe to say that our climate is not conducive to having ductwork in an attic.
No, not really. And if you do it, you have to do it right. It's very important to have it totally sealed and totally insulated.
Yeah. And you mentioned that one of the possible solutions for me would be to increase the ventilation in my attic in the winter months.
Correct. If we get exhaust fans going up there, put roof fans in where we're constantly exchanging that air in the attic, you're going to keep that warm air from building up. You're going to bring fresh cold air in there, which is going to keep the temperatures down, which should be able to get rid of the ice jams that you're seeing.
Yeah. Seems counterproductive, right, to bring cold air into an attic for a winter, but that's the whole idea, is to keep the attic as cold as possible so as to prevent ice formation.
Correct.
Yeah, I've got a really serious problem that I've got to fix, and maybe you guys can help me diagnose it. So do you have leaky ductwork? Maybe people don't know if they have leaky ductwork, but if you do have ductwork in your attic and you have icicles, there's a good chance that you have leaky ductwork.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any house that's probably over 10 years old has leaky ductwork in it.
Yeah. So what do you do?
You got to go in and you got to seal them up. Silicone, or there's a mastic that you can use. Our guys go in, we evaluate it, we look at where the leakage is coming from, and then we go through and we apply the mastic to kind of eliminate that air from leaking out.
I guess it's no different than trying to detect a draft through a leaky window. I always recommend the candle test. It's kind of easy. You walk around with a candle, when the flame flickers, you know you got a draft right there. Kind of the same idea, right? You're testing by running the system and seeing if you can detect air coming through the ductwork.
Correct, and we can do a what they call a duct blast, where we actually come in, we have a technician on staff that performs the test, and we come in, we pressurize the ductwork, we take a look, and we see how much leakage we actually have coming out of that ductwork, and then we know where we've got to go in and get everything sealed up.
Okay, so there you go. Air duct sealing, important for you to keep in mind. And getting your air conditioning equipment ready for the upcoming season. What's involved with an AC tune-up?
Well, when we come in, there's probably about 30 things that we go through on the system. Number one is looking at the outdoor condenser coil, making sure it's clean. Air filters or air cleaners, huge, making sure that those are clean. And then we go through and we do a full evaluation, check all the electricals, refrigerant pressures, the indoor blower, the control board on the furnace, drains, things along that lines, just to make sure everything is functioning the way that it should be.
So there's so many questions that come to mind about what you just listed there, but let's start with the condenser sitting outside. Should it be covered in the winter or not?
No, they're designed to be out in the elements. It's copper, it's aluminum, it's heat-treated enamel. A lot of them now have plastic on them. So they're made to be in the outdoor elements. The only thing that we tell people is if you're afraid of icicles dropping down and damaging the condenser, put something over the top. But when we do that, we tell you build a table. So basically put a board over the top of it, four legs down on the ground, leave yourself a space between the top of the unit and the bottom of the board. This way, if something comes down and hits the board, bounces and deflects away from it, doesn't damage your unit.
Okay. So the idea of covering your condenser for the winter is not necessarily a good idea.
No, you actually do more damage to it, because now, number one, you're going to seal all that moisture and everything into the unit, which is going to start eating away at the unit. You're also making a nice home for rodents to come in and make a home and cause more damage. So, no, don't seal them up. Leave them out.
Another thing you mentioned is refrigerant. Is that a common problem for refrigerant to leak?
Yes. Unfortunately, nowadays it is. Years ago, when we had the old R22 systems, not so much. When they change over to the R410A systems, yes, we do see a lot of leaking evaporator coils, things like that. So unfortunately, you know, 5-6-year-old systems, yeah, there is a chance that you do have a refrigerant leak.
Wow. So it's that recent to the installation that will occur.
Okay. Yeah.
So what would a homeowner do, or what should they use as a telltale sign, or should they just rather just get it tuned up every year?
Get it tuned up every year. You know, it doesn't hurt. Again, you're getting a professional to come in there. We take a look at it. We see what's going on. We give you the recommendations. And this way, you don't have to worry about that system hopefully going down when you want it.
What is the cost for a TRS AC tune-up?
If you're a non-maintenance customer with us, it's $99 plus tax. If you are a annual maintenance customer with us, it's $89 plus tax.
Okay, and that's the Hammer Time special rate.
Yep.
As we talk about Hammer Time specials, we also have one running right now, folks, for TRS to come out and change the oil on your generator. Again, the biggest thing I've been promoting when we mentioned this in your commercial is the fact that you guys calendar the tune-up so that a homeowner doesn't have to remember.
Yes, we send out annual agreements to our maintenance customers, reminding them, hey, it's time to renew our agreement, time to make our appointment. Get the guys out there, take a look at it, and get the oil change, spark plugs, air cleaners, get the whole thing gone through and tuned up.
I mean, this is something that could really kind of surprise you for a generator to fail. Obviously, it's going to fail when you need it the most.
Correct. And the biggest thing that people have to understand is everybody says, oh, my generator runs every week, so it's good. Yes, your generator runs every week to do a test, but it never transfers power to that house. So you actually don't know if that generator is going to run until you actually need it.
Okay, that's interesting. You know, I had one fail on me when the oil was changed, and apparently the technician didn't screw the cap on tight enough. And guess what happened when it tested it?
Yeah. Yep.
So it seized up, and of course I had to replace it. And I'm always paranoid about that now because of what happened to us. I'm always very conscious about getting it checked on an annual basis.
Yep.
The whole idea of a generator running, testing itself, what's the point of that?
In the winter months, it's good because what it does is it runs and it gets everything moving, get the lubrication through there, mm-hmm. the oil, mm-hmm. and then it takes care of, you know, that moisture that's sitting inside of everything and kind of burns that off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's kind of very important that thing runs every week to make mm-hmm. sure that we don't have those issues.
It's interesting that, you know, here we're talking about generators and having them be a standby to power outage. And, of course, it relates to the whole issue we're living with right now, and this is the electrification of our society. And the fact that, yet we still rely on a backup, and that's natural gas, to be there when electricity fails. Yeah. And the HEAT Act, which was proposed in the budget by the governor and the Senate, did not get through the assembly, so it did not make it into this year's budget. That would have said, if it was passed, that the automatic installation of gas lines down neighborhoods would not occur anymore.
That's correct.
So that's unfortunate that that's in the mindset, because what's going to replace a generator if we don't have gas coming through our neighborhoods?
Well, they're coming out with solar generators, obviously, now. The other thing is, and a lot of people should be aware of, if you do not have natural gas, does not mean you cannot have a generator. Generators can run on propane gas. So if you...
Yeah, they're going to ban that too, though.
Well, they're going to, but, you know, for right now, yes. You know, if you don't have natural gas, you can get a propane one.
Tell me about a solar generator.
You know, they're...
Yeah, really?
Yeah, there's... It's kind of funny because they actually do have... There's, like I said, they're developing these solar
generators. What do you need, a whole farm field to power it?
Well, here, you want something funny? There's actually a generator out right now that runs on natural gas to charge your solar batteries.
Wow.
So you tell me how productive that is.
Exactly.
You're still using natural gas to run your generator, and all you're doing is charging batteries for solar.
So if we, you know, I keep promising that we're not going to spend every show talking about the natural gas ban, but it just seems to always come up in, you know, conversations like this. If we do move away from natural gas being our primary source for powering the furnaces to our home, what are we talking about replacing that with? A heat pump?
Heat pumps.
So, but the reliability of that isn't there either for low temperature.
It is. The technology has changed. It's a little better. It's not what they say it is. You know, they say it works down to -5. It doesn't really work down to -5. You're not going to be able to heat your house like you do now down to -5.
Well, that's my point. You know, like, we need to have something that's dependable for any temperature in Western New York. Yeah.
And what's the cost to that? So this is all well and good, but when you're going to put a heat pump in your home, it has to be bigger for heating. So now most of the houses in the area, the ductwork's going to be too small. So now let's talk about, and then panels. You're not going to have a big enough service to your house to be able to power this stuff. So now you're going to have to come in, maybe put a whole nother panel in, upgrade your service, and now upgrade all your ductwork in the home.
So you feel, I think, like I do, well, you guys, you know, the rubber hits the road with you. You're in people's homes, and you're servicing their equipment. And I'm sure people are really panicked about this whole discussion, this whole topic. You know, do you think your voice is being heard by government officials about this?
I don't think so.
No, definitely not.
I don't think they care. I know we're part of the Builders Association, and they're really pushing. But how much money do they have? How many resources do they have to actually make a difference?
So I was invited, I think I mentioned this on the air before, I think I told you guys this. I was invited by the National Heating and Cooling Contractors Association to go to Washington to visit with congressional legislative assistants on this topic and to educate them on the severity of what's being proposed. And this is at the federal level. It seems like they're a little bit more compassionate to understanding the real travesty of it all. Nick Langworthy being one, Claudia Tenney being another. Of course, they're, you know, I guess if you want to say it's a political issue, I don't know, but they're both Republican and they're supporting the idea of having choice in your utility consumption. And that falls on deaf ears on the state side. So do you think that more vocalization from people like you through agencies and organizations like that is going to make a difference?
I hope so, but I don't think anyone understands the severity of what could happen. I think people are too consumed with everything else, right? And I hope we can make a difference. I just don't know. I really don't know if we can.
Well, like I said, we were successful in getting the assembly to be the ones to slow this down on the HEAT Act. And I think I credit, you know, the listening audience that they maybe have written and complained to their elected officials. And I think we all need to do that on an ongoing basis to make sure that everyone is aware at the state level that this is not going to work and it's just hasn't been thought through.
And voice your opinion now before it's too late.
803-0930 is the number for you to dial to participate in the program. Would you like to learn about tuning up your air conditioner, tuning up your generator? Have a general question about your heating plant, your duct ceiling, as we said? All of these questions are on the table at 803-0930. My friends from TRS, Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical, in studio. They are our experts on the subject matter. So jump on the phone right now and give us a call. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And of course, there's the VW of OP text board, open and operating as well, where you can text your question in there. And we've got some people writing in. We'll get to them in a little bit. And I also want to remind you, I've got a couple seats still for Monday's cooking class. Emilia Romana will be making classic antipasto. We'll be tasting Parmigiano Reggiano, which is where Parmigiano comes from. And we'll be making tortellini as well. That's this Monday. Jerry Clemente, our chef for the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. Register online at cortese.net. The June risotto class, I understand, is almost sold out. So check to see if there's any availability on that if you're interested in that coming up in the June class. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Santo Tomasine from the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. I like to ask everyone, are you unhappy with your current bank and their unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything, including helping you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We are open until noon today, so please stop in and call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect. Keep your yard mosquito-free this summer. Give my friends at Mosquito Hunters of Buffalo a buzz. Mosquito Hunters is the exclusive installer of Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System, a smart repellent mosquito control system. There's no spraying or scent that's safe for families with pets and kids, plus controllable from your phone. It's the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patio, or pool areas, as well as restaurants and bars with outdoor seating. Call 716-407-3230 or visit mosquitohunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Those in the know, go Lenco. Check out Anderson's 400 series windows. They're not just energy efficient, folks. They're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 series windows for good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop into one of Lenco's three area locations in Buffalo, in Williamsville, and in Kenmore, and or hop on a line at lenco.supplies. That's lenco.supplies for more on Anderson 400 series windows. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Falls View Food and Drink Fest is back June 6th to 9th. 4 days, four experiences not to be missed. Saturday, June 8th, savor food and drink samples while celebrity chefs Mary Berg, Aron Sanchez, Rocco DiSpirito, and Jeffrey Zakarian entertain with live action demonstrations on the main stage with host John Cattucci. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. Must be 19 or older. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for details. Falls View Food and Drink Fest, June 6th to 9th at Falls View Casino.
For decades, the Stamm Law Firm has been representing families in our community, protecting and preserving their assets, and planning for their long-term medical and health care needs.
This is Brian Stamm. What you may not know is that for over 50 years, we've also been helping people when they have been injured as a result of a car accident, slip and fall, or as a result of a medical error.
And this is Brad Stamm. People tell us all the time, if I knew you guys did injury cases, I would have called you. Well, we do. And it's not about whether you're severely hurt or seriously injured. We help people with their cases, no matter how large or small, because for us, it's about taking care of people.
Whether it's preparing an estate plan or supporting you through an injury, these cases can go hand in hand. That's why this is a major part of our practice.
Our family takes great pride in taking care of families by protecting your assets, planning for your future, and being your attorney to help you through an injury.
If you or a loved one has been injured, let the Stamm family help you. Call 631-5767 or visit stammlaw.com today.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and I have the most effective way to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. You know what it is? I'll tell you. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. Now, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There are no chemicals. You don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete the very same day. And the best part, of course, is the cost. You'll save up to 70% when you choose A1 over replacement. That's right. I couldn't be happier with the work they did for me. I referred them to my son, Phil. They did a great job there, too. So you should give them a call. A1 Concrete Leveling. Here's their number. 716-341-4550. That's 341-4550. You'll get a free estimate, and you can learn more as well at A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. That's A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Hammer time.
10:26 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic and my guests in studio are TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. We're talking about everything to do with your heating plant, your air conditioning, your generator, and your duct ceiling. And your questions are welcome. 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's see. I have a question, please. My neighbor has a Generac generator, and I haven't heard it run through its maintenance cycle. It's been over a year, maybe 18 months. Any suggestion?
Well, this is the big thing, and this is what a lot of people don't realize until you actually need it. That generator is not going to run, so don't plan on going there if they got a power outage, because they're not going to have any. I would probably knock on the neighbor's door. They're probably not even aware that it's not testing. A lot of times people set their exercise modes when they're not home. And we recommend trying to do it when somebody is going to be home. So this way you know and you can watch to make sure that it actually does fire.
That's a really good suggestion.
Yep.
It's a simple one, too, because you're right. If you're not hearing it, and, you know, if you did set it for when you're not home, you're not used to hearing it.
Correct.
So the hazards of this is that when we have a power outage, it's not going to fire.
It's not going to run.
Yeah. And it's because why? The switches aren't operating to be able to turn on?
A lot of times what we find are batteries. The generators run on they look like a car battery, but please understand it is not a car battery. They're specific for the generator that you have there. And those need to be replaced. We recommend every 4 years at a minimum and mandatory at 5 years because those batteries are not going to last. And once they get over 5 years, we've actually had many of them explode.
So explain to me, where is the battery and part of how does it work in the line of running a generator? What's it for?
It actually powers a generator. That is what makes that generator run is that 12-volt battery that's inside that generator.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if that battery is low, does not function, is disconnected, whatever the case may be, that generator will not function.
Interesting. Okay. So with that in mind, again, the annual maintenance will detect those issues.
Absolutely.
And obviously advise the homeowner so what needs to be done.
And sometimes it's just as quick as cleaning up the terminals on there, pulling the terminals off, cleaning them, putting them back together, making sure they're tight and secure. Our guys will take care of that when they do come out for a maintenance. We look at the age of the battery. If the battery, again, is over 4 years old, we recommend replacing the battery. Our guys have batteries on the truck. We do them right then and there.
Is there a particular brand of generator that we should be looking at over others?
We prefer the Generac line. I'm a certified service agent for Generac. Generac actually makes multiple models.
Right.
They make Generac, Honeywell, Eaton, Siemens. They've got multiple models under the Generac name.
Mm-hmm.
And just reliability, serviceability, those are the generators we recommend.
You mentioned that there's a green light that turns red. Mine is, you know, hard green, so that means that I'm good right now.
That means everything's good to go. There's three lights on the side of the newer generators. There's a red, a yellow, and a green. The red means that either the generator's turned off or there's something wrong with it. It's not going to function. Green means you're good and you're ready to go. And if you see a yellow light, that tells you it's been a year since you had your maintenance done. Get your maintenance done.
So back to the air conditioning tune-up that we started making a list of things that you do. You mentioned the air filtration. Again, I'm sure another thing that's overlooked by most homeowners.
Oh, absolutely. We find 9 times out of 10, you know, you get the, especially on a newer system, you get a call, you know, my air conditioner's not cool in the house. It's running a long time. A lot of times we find that it is just as simple as the air cleaner or the air filter that's dirty, restricting airflow, and the air conditioners don't like that.
When we come back, we'll talk more about how important that is, and of course, we'll mix in all your comments and questions at 803-0930. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening.
Body, body, it's a crime.
Yes, sir,
Doggy.
Putting some 300 pro-Palestine protesters marched on the UB North campus Friday afternoon. The protesters added they were not happy with how police broke up Wednesday's demonstration. Three men were sentenced to the maximum penalty after a jury convicted them in two separate robberies that turned deadly.
They are never going to see the light of day, and that's justice as best as we can deliver it here.
Acting Erie County DA Michael Kane says Ernest Green Jr. and Daniel Rodriguez were sentenced to 75 years to life in prison for breaking into the home of 31-year-old Danielle Cartacci in the town of Tonawanda, shooting her and her two daughters. The same jury convicted Green and 27-year-old Wayne Robbins of Buffalo in the murders of 21-year-old Bethany Malloy and 26-year-old Jaquiel St. John during a robbery inside a home on Merrimack Street a month later. During today's Hartman's Distilling's Kentucky Derby party, Justin Hartman will attempt to set a new world record for the largest mint julep. He says it will contain the exact proportions of a regular-sized cocktail.
It's going to contain 35 gallons of Hartman's straight bourbon whiskey, close to 9 gallons of simple syrup, close to 20 pounds of mint, and somewhere around 650 pounds of ice.
Toward the end of the party, Hartman says the drink will be distributed for a dollar each, with proceeds going to Buffalo Therapeutic Riding Center. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, we're speaking with TRS about your heating and air conditioning system, and of course, a connection to all of that is your ductwork, and what's deep down in your ductwork are things that you should not breathe in, and unfortunately, again, it's out of sight and out of mind, and deep down in your ductwork are microscopic irritants, and they're the feeding grounds for dust mites, dust mite feces. Very unhealthy for you to breathe that in, so having our friends at Indoor Air Professionals come over and thoroughly clean your ductwork is essential. But in addition to that, we have the medical-grade air purification, and of course, the April Air high-capacity dehumidifiers, all available through Indoor Air Professionals. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic, and good morning, Matt. I think it's a great time. I've been really enjoyed the show so far. And your dad came to us 31 years ago and said, you know, duct cleaning is a giant scam. And that opened up the door for, you know, to really prove him. And you guys have since then been tremendous contracting partners referring duct cleaning for 3 decades now, and I really thank you for your business. So with that, I'm going to agree with him totally, because the best equipment off the shelf with the roto brushes and low-volume air tools only clean like 40 to 50% of the stuff out, and with the amazing column system, with the using a compressor that will drive 2 jackhammers, we'll clean 95 to 99% out, so that's how we can make a difference in people's health.
There you go. 716-683-3000, extension 303 is going to bring you right to Peter's desk, and you're going to get the Hammer Time radio specials for the first weekend in May.
All right. So for the duct cleaning, which I just mentioned, you can save $160 off if you're a first-time listener, and if you're one of the 65,000 repeat customers that may need the service again. If it's been more than 3 to 5 years, you probably may have gotten a postcard in the mail, which will get you more than that because it's a percent off. We've got $350 off the Healthway portable medical grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filter, and $300 off the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier.
Wow, those are great discounts. And only you can get them by calling Peter right now. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
In the past, ductless systems were synonymous with air conditioning systems. These new heat pump and hyperheat systems actually are an energy efficient option for putting heat in your home as well.
Owner Robin Cloy discussing the advantages of installing a Mitsubishi Electric Trane ductless heating and cooling system.
These units run 365 days a year in all seasons. They're no longer just a cooling only system. With a Mitsubishi Trane ductless split system, those units are placed throughout your home and the temperatures are controlled just in that single area. So you can have one room a little warmer or a little cooler throughout your home, and it's not operating off of one unit with one thermostat.
Go the extra degree.
Heat wave, heating and cooling. Heat wave, heating and cooling.
Hey, it's Sal Capaccio. We love talking about sports year-round here in Buffalo, but we also know we can't lose sight of what's most important, our health. We are the men of WGR, and we've all been touched by cancer in some way. You've been hearing us all talk about why you need cancer screenings, and we've been sharing stories to convince you to just do it. We're lucky to have one of the leading cancer centers in our own backyard, so we've partnered with Roswell Park to help our community diagnose cancers earlier. Learn more at roswellpark.org/WGR.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options from stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or how about this? Stop into their showroom. It's on Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
When was the last time you got your hearing checked? Well, if you're like most adults, it's probably been since your childhood. Untreated mild hearing loss isn't just about missing out on conversations. It's linked to a whole host of issues like increasing your risk of dementia and depression and tripling your risk of falling. Why risk it? Get those ears checked by experts like Dr. Jill Bernstein at Hearing Evaluation Services of Buffalo. For tinnitus sufferers out there, we've got some groundbreaking news. Introducing Lanier, a revolutionary new product, just 1 hour a day for 12 weeks, and you could be saying goodbye to that pesky ringing in your ears. Lanier is incredibly successful. 95% of compliant Lanier clinical trial patients reported improvement when evaluated after 12 weeks. Hearing Evaluation Services is the only clinic in Western New York certified to provide Lanier. Whether it's getting that long overdue hearing check, exploring the latest in hearing aid technology, or finding relief from tinnitus or tinnitus, look, this is David Bellavia telling you to see the professionals at Hearing Evaluation Services, and that is good to hear.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Well, it is the construction season, and Gorilla Garage Gear is ready to step in and assist you with your garage floor and your garage organization and your garage door needs. Let's talk about their garage floor coatings, though. Did you know that in today's market, you'll find a lot of companies out there offering you floor coatings, some of them saying that they'll do it in a day? That should be an alarm, because if they do it in a day, that means they're using polyurea. Polyurea offers the quick drying and allows for the one-day installation. However, this is the bottom line here, folks. It lacks protection against vapor penetration. Therefore, it could lead to early delamination. So, the process at Gorilla Garage Gear does not use polyurea, and with that, they can offer you a 15-year guarantee. Yeah, you might pay a little more for Gorilla Garage Gear, but it's peace of mind that you're doing it right the first time. So, give them a call today. Tell them Dominic sent you, and it's 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. You'll get a free estimate. The Iafallo family at Gorilla Garage Gear here to help you for your garage floor, your garage doors, and your garage storage equipment. Go, go, Gorilla, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
Watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle with tips around the house, along with all of our Hammer Time partners, giving you their input on keeping your home tip-top. And, of course, the television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail, where we take your video questions and give you the solutions to them. That's Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. My guests in studio with me are the folks from TRS. I've got Jeff Winerski, the service manager, and the owner, Matt Schultz, and we're taking your questions, 803-0930. To Elma we go, and John, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Yes, I have a question. A couple years ago, I think, there was one of the really cold storms, mm-hmm. and temperature was like somewhere between 0 and 20.
Okay.
I live in a cul-de-sac, mm-hmm. and there's 5 Generac units in that cul-de-sac, and none of them went up.
Yep. Funny story. My father had the same problem. If you're talking about the storm we had maybe around Christmas a couple years ago,
the big blizzard.
The big blizzard.
Okay.
The snow was just, the wind was so strong and it was so cold that it was whipping right into the generator and his air filter actually froze. His neighbor, the people across the street, there's nothing you could really do about it. Had to wait until it was a little warmer out, took the cover off. You know, got your old hair dryer and just melted the snow off. But his air filter was just a ball of ice.
Wow. Ironically, our power did not go out during the blizzard. So I couldn't testify that whether that was a reality for us or not.
No, we had a lot of complaints about that. Generators not running, just sitting there and cranking. And that's what it was. Generators need air and they need fuel. And when the air cleaners got plugged up with snow and ice, you couldn't get the air into the engine. Therefore, the generators would not run.
It's amazing what wind can do, because that's what shut the grid down, too, is the wind impacting the snow into the transfer stations.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, John.
One thing to add, there's also one Briggs & Stratton unit in the cul-de-sac, and that one ran. Started up and went.
That sounds ironic.
Yeah.
Just all, lucky.
All
I guess.
Depends. Yeah. All depends
the
on
the wind direction.
Yep.
And which way the generator was facing, right? As far as whether the wind's going to impact it or not. But who would have thought a low budget model would be the one to run? Let's move on to Wheatfield and talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next.
Good morning. Your guest said that motor in a generator, like a Generac, there's no alternator, it's completely out in the battery. Is there a trickle charge? Does that mean once it starts running, it doesn't keep going like a car? You can jump start it, or is there a trickle charge in there then?
There is a charger built into the generator. So the battery starts the engine of the generator, and the engine runs, but there is no alternator. There is a charger that keeps that battery charged, so all the controls on the generator keep functioning.
There's a possibility, like if you have an extended, say, a week, it could start, but if it relies completely on the battery, it could stop then, right, if the battery is not completely charged.
Correct, yes, and that's why we recommend having those batteries replaced so that those batteries are ready to go and in good condition when you need that generator to run.
Okay, I think most people have the impression like I do, tractor, you cut your lawn, once you start it, it runs, but okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, good question. Let's move along to the Falls, and Polly, good morning, you're on WBEN.
Hey. Quick question. I got the house I'm in right now, the basement, the wall, the back porch area, the wall, the pavement slopes towards the basement wall.
Okay.
The water, when it rains heavy and all that, it'll fill up like about half a foot.
Oh, boy.
So, what can I put at the line where the concrete of the base of the house, the foundation, where the basement starts?
The drainage needs to be corrected to prevent the water from coming towards the basement. So it's an issue of involving the concrete cap of the porch. Also, it tells me that you may not have a sump system. Because the sump system would take the sump system would take the water that comes into the house and route it to the sump pump and would pump it out. So there's a couple things going on here. You own this house, Polly?
No. I'm a renter.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, is there an easy, like, I remember back when I was a kid, there would be between the sidewalks gray gook.
Right. Nothing's going to stop water from coming towards you like that to the point where you're going to stop it. So this is a landlord issue, and if you're going to stay there long term, this could adversely affect your health because it could lead to mold growth in the basement, and that's not healthy. So I would either suggest you talk to the landlord about that or maybe consider moving. 803-0930, the time is 10:46. Our next break is right now, but don't go away. We're back with more of Hammer Time Radio right after this. Who do you call when you need to have your roof done? Well, of course you call Ava Roofing. Yeah, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company. We talked about this last week, how important it is to have a roofing company that's insured for roofing. Well, I can assure you folks that Ava is. So whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
It's one of the great American melting pot success stories. Leon Kom immigrated to the U.S. by himself at the age of 13. Starting with nothing, he learned the English language, worked his way through the Great Depression, and opened his own monument company on Delavan Avenue in Cheektowaga's historic Pine Hill District.
We're proud of the fact that from my grandfather on, we're four generations into the same line of work, the exact same facility that he started and he created.
He also created a Kom legacy. A philosophy that's unwavering still today, recognizing the great responsibility in creating proper memorials.
All lives need to be recorded, they need to be honored, they need to be distinguished, they need to be preserved.
When it's time to honor your family member or legacy, choose a Kom monument crafted by a Kom artisan and carver. Leon Kom and Son Monument Company. Distinguish, preserve, honor.
Now just became the best time to buy a used vehicle from Meguiar. We're offering incredible deals right now on the best pre-owned selection in New York State. All 18 Meguiar Automotive Group locations will deliver our upfront lowest price, guaranteed. Our transparent pricing saves you time and money. That's why customers drive from all over the state just to buy a used car from Meguiar. But there's another reason more people buy from us. It's our exclusive Meguiar 30-day exchange policy. When you drive off our lot in your favorite pre-owned vehicle, our relationship has just started. You see, you can exchange your pre-owned purchase for any reason within the first 30 days or 1,000 miles for full value. See us today for the best used car deal you've ever made. No uncomfortable negotiations. Through every step of the car buying process, you'll work with the same salaried product specialist from start to finish. The way car shopping should be. Meguiar. In Ithaca, Trumansburg, Watkins Glen, Syracuse, Baldwinsville, Canandaigua, and Grand Island. Meguiar, right by you. Or quick as a click at meguiarcars.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-239-1749. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-239-1749. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-239-1749. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-239-1749, 800-239-1749, or biglou.com.
Well, we have the TRS folks in studio today, and we've got a couple Hammer Time specials that we're going to throw your way. And one of them, of course, is getting your AC ready for the upcoming heating season. Discounted for you for the Hammer Time radio audience to $89. That's right, $89 for that health and safety checkup for your existing air conditioner. And if it's time for replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner with many financing options. Great news, TRS is an electro division and can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. We're talking about that too today. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. And again, the Hammer Time specials, $89 for your AC and $125 for your generator tune-up. Call TRS today and go online, trsheatingandairconditioning.com. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you.
Hammer Time.
10:51 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic and my guests in studio from TRS. I have Jeff Winerski, the service manager, and Matt Schultz, the owner. And we're talking about everything to do with your heating, air conditioning, generators. And a texter's writing, batteries in generators, shouldn't they be charged by the grid power while it's sitting between runs? I would hope that that is the case to keep it topped up. Customers need to check the lights on the status of their health of the battery annually. The battery doesn't power the generator. It's used like a car to start the generator engine.
So that is correct. It is used like a car to start the engine. However, in a car, you have an alternator that keeps everything charged, keeps it running. In this situation, you do not have an alternator. The generator is relying on that battery. It is charged from the generator when it's operating, and that battery is required to make that unit run.
So what happens, Jeffrey, if we have an extended power outage?
The biggest thing with extended power outages is oil. Okay, they will shut down on low oil, usually after probably 2 or 3 days of running. Someone need to go out there, top it off with oil, reset it, and get it up and running. They burn oil just like your lawnmower does, mm-hmm. just like your weed whacker
what
does.
What about the battery, though, for extended?
Battery, nope. Battery is just fine. It charges off that generator okay. when it's running, so there's nothing you need to do. If that battery's in good condition, it'll stay charged. It'll keep running.
Okay. If I install a generator and I move, can I take it with me?
Yeah, if you want to pay somebody to disassemble the gas line and everything else and take all the electric out, absolutely you can take it with you.
You have to probably disclaim the fact that the house sale does not come with the generator.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah.
And, of course, that seems a little petty. It seems like it'd be more work than it, more effort
it's
than it'd be worth.
It's not worth it. It'd be easier just to buy a new generator at your new house.
Question for Matt. I put a piece of 1/2-inch square plywood on the AC unit throughout the winter. Am I set up for issues by not using the tabletop box method?
No, not at all. It's there to, you put that on there, maybe hold it down with a couple bricks, couple patio blocks, something like that. It's going to keep the snow load off your fan blades. That'll work just fine, too.
Mm-hmm. Dominic, would you ask how big a generator for a 1,400 square foot house with AC and 200 amp panel service would be needed?
That all depends on what you want to do. If you want to go with just a couple circuits in the house, and you would go with an 8 kW generator. If you wanted to do the entire house, you may be looking at it maybe an 18 or a 16 kW generator. So it all depends on what you want to power in that house.
So let's talk about that for a minute. What's the price spread between doing the entire house to doing only, let's say, 3/4 of it?
It could be a couple $1,000. Mm-hmm. You know, the units are more expensive. You're putting bigger wire in. You're doing a whole house transfer versus just a couple breakers.
I'm regretting I didn't do the whole house because I've got probably 3/4 of the house, and it's always that light that you think you're not going to need that you go into that room and you're like, oh, crap.
Yep. Something around in the house and that outlet isn't powered by the generator.
So it is annoying, but the refrigerator and the furnace and the hot water tank and the furnace, of course, are connected to my. The one thing I didn't do that I'm certainly most regretful for, the garage door opener.
Oh yeah, yep. People forget that.
Yep. That's an annoyance to have to pull the cord and then lift the door.
Yep.
Anyway, solar generators can work, but I contend the BTUs needed for New York winters and Canada to need the fuel density of natural gas or propane, you can do batteries in large scale. but you need 100 to 150 watts of batteries for larger homes to cover 3 to 4 days of power grid failure. Basically, that's what you've said already, right?
Yeah, I guess. We don't know. We haven't gotten too much into the solar generators yet. They're not that popular. Everybody's kind of staying with the natural gas, which is the way they should be going.
Okay. Let's see here. A question for Matt. Do you recommend the more expensive 3M filters or basic? Also, what's your feeling on Sabre's hiring Lindy Ruff?
No, we do not recommend 3M filters. No. If you have a simple 1-inch filter in your home, buy the cheapest thing possible from Home Depot, Lowe's, Value, wherever you want to go, and change it once a month. Those 3M filters, they're too thick. They're not really designed for the units. They will face load. They will cause your air conditioning not to work, your furnace to work.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that came up, because my air handler in my attic that runs my AC, the filter is 4 inches wide.
Yep.
And it's all pleated. It doesn't look like it's dense when you look through it. Mm-hmm. But I wondered why is it so thick?
Better filtration is what. But your system is designed for that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Could you put a 3M filter in there? Sure, you could. But you got to have your system designed for it. So we don't recommend them, because 90% of the systems out there were never designed for these 3M filters.
Okay. Yeah. Which, and then the reason is the density of the surface, meaning they get clogged up easier?
They get clogged up easier. They raise the static pressure of your system, which causes your furnace to cycle on high limits, causes your air conditioning coils to start freezing. And then you lose your heat, you lose your AC.
Now, you guys do work for builders. You probably get caught in this debate about sizing all the time with builders that looking to, economize on the cost of construction. Who wins in that debate?
Who wins?
Yeah, between you and the builder.
The homeowner. Mm-hmm. Because we design it, we size it, and it's done the right way.
Yep. But you don't let a builder tell you that you want to downsize it.
No, we will not work with a builder who wants us to do that. There's either right or wrong. Sizing is the most important thing in this industry. Mm-hmm. Runtime. You want those.
And there's the other side of that too, right, Matt, where you could oversize.
You can oversize. Oversizing is just going to cause, in the winter months, it's going to cause your system to go on and off, and it's going to...
Short cycling.
Mm-hmm. The parts aren't going to last as long in there. That's start stop. You want it to be like your car. You want it to run.
Same thing goes for AC, correct?
Same thing for AC. The whole point of AC is to dehumidify. Mm-hmm. So if it's not running long enough, sure, you get that house down to 65, but it's going to be moist. It's going to be humid. You want that unit to run, and you want it to take the humidity out of the air.
So you're a hockey player. Are you going to finish the question there? What do you feel about the Sabres hiring Lindy Ruff back?
I think it's a pretty good hire. Maybe only for 2 or 3 years. I don't know if he can get us there. I hope so.
Well, but he was the only coach available who still lived here.
I know. I like his tenacity. I'll tell you that. Maybe we'll make this team tough. Maybe we'll make them want to work harder. I think so.
Well, we hope at some point to have a championship in this town, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Gosh.
Somewhere.
We didn't have an eclipse, but...
No.
All right. Well, listen, guys, it's always a pleasure. And thanks for being there for us to be able to give us the information we need to make the right decisions as homeowners for our heating and air conditioning needs. And of course, we touched on it a couple times. The electrical division is new and up and running.
Yes, it is. We're here for anything you need electrical. Mm-hmm. We teamed up with two Todd and Barry Bergold. They've been in the business over 70 years together. Two great electricians, and we're excited. We're excited about where it's gonna take us.
And don't forget, folks, the Hammer Time Radio specials right now running: $89 AC tune-up, $125 oil change on your generator, along with it being calendared so you don't have to remember to call them. They will call you and say, guess what? It's time for your oil change again. Can't stress those two things enough. And while we're looking at the AC, certainly we would also mark the calendar to have you come back and do the same thing for the furnace.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right.
Yep. Just as important.
All right. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical, trsheatingandairconditioning.com. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for
talking
us.
HVAC with us.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same place. Jerry, Craig, excellent job as usual. Have a great weekend. Go to the Cinco de Mayo events that are tomorrow. And, of course, what do we have to say today? What did Henry say? May the 4th be with you. Okay. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
always live on the free Odyssey app.